the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our fine guest, he stuck around. He is Charles Franklin. He is the pollster extraordinaire, Marquette Law School poll. And Charles, I love one of the metrics, right track, wrong track. Now, Wisconsin would be on the right track if we ever legalized marijuana, to my opinion, sir. But how do the voters overall think Wisconsin's doing, right track, wrong track?
This is where voters are still pretty grumpy, in fact, quite grumpy. 39% say we're headed in the right direction, 53% wrong track. And that is a shade worse than in October when it was a pretty grumpy 41-51. So this is one of those things that we see nationally as well as here in the state, is maybe related to some of the things people are concerned about on issues, but it also maybe reflects the fact that no matter which side you're on, you can always blame the other side for what's going wrong and the reason why we're headed in the wrong direction, too.
But Charles, prior to the pandemic, and I'm talking specifically February of 2020, yeah, the right track, wrong track was flipped almost entirely. What was it? 52 right track, 39 wrong track. And that's while Donald Trump was the president. Had things, you know, stayed on course, no pandemic, you know, I think we might have had a differing outcome, Charles.
Well, it could be. We certainly saw the numbers looking fairly positive, at least relatively speaking, pre-pandemic. Pandemic had an effect on that. Likewise, when Biden was first in office, looking at the national numbers here now, right direction was pretty good, relatively speaking, in the mid-40s, wrong track in the 30s. But that started to flip at the end of the summer and has turned especially negative in the last 6 months.
Charles, inflation, obviously it's an issue. You asked the question of Wisconsin voters. They think it's a big issue, really big issue. Do they not, sir?
Easily the highest level of concern, 68% very concerned about inflation, another 20-something percent somewhat concerned. I think, you know, first of all, inflation at 7% is something that we've not seen for 40-some-odd years. And as an old guy, let me put that in perspective. That means we've got two generations that have not lived through high inflation at some point. So I think there's the potential for inflation to be kind of a shock to people who are anything under 50 years old, maybe even 55 years old. So that's a kind of a stunner. There is a partisan difference there, with Republicans a good deal more concerned, Democrats a good bit less concerned. We're all paying the same price at the pump. So that's a good example of how much our partisanship affects how we see these economic conditions as well. And finally, no president wants to preside over high inflation. It's a tailor-made issue for the opposition to attack on, and there's not very much any president can do to wave their hands and make inflation magically go away. So this is probably an issue that is going to stick with us through the summer and fall unless something unexpected and dramatic happens in the world economically.
Charles, I thought that perhaps the COVID pandemic would have been a larger expressed concern amongst Wisconsin people sampled and polled by your firm. Not as much as I would have thought. Where do we stand?
No, I think we're seeing a really dramatic fall off in concern. Only 27% said coronavirus was a very serious concern for them. We'd asked earlier about the U.S., whereas this time we asked specifically about Wisconsin, but I think the trend makes sense. From 68% to 50% to 40% to now 27%. We also see in our national polling that over the summer, when cases were relatively low, concern was way down. Then as the cases peaked in the fall, concern went up. In January, concern was pretty high because we were still at the high levels of Omicron. Now this Wisconsin data shows that as cases have truly plummeted in the state over the last month, concern has also fallen dramatically. If, and I stress the if, we go through the rest of the year without another surge of a new variant, it's just barely possible that the COVID epidemic is going to fade from the top of people's agenda, though what replaces it other than inflation at this point, I think, remains to be seen.
Charles, Tim Ranthem is a personification of the distrust that a lot of Republicans have with the outcome of the last election. And I know you polled on this question, so simplify, if you can, for our audience and dumb guys like me. What did Wisconsinites think about the last election?
Yeah, the simple version of it is that a solid majority in the state, 67% of all registered voters, are either very or somewhat confident in the election outcome. That leaves just 31% who are not very or not at all confident in the election. But among Republicans, it's 61% not confident, 38% confident. So you kind of have the flip that within the Republican Party, a solid majority are doubtful of the election. However, that falls off when we look at independents who lean to the Republican Party. They're evenly split 50-50. And independents that don't lean to any party, 55 confident, 35 not confident. So this is a big political issue within the Republican Party as this issue continues to dominate intra-party politics in the governor's race and in the legislature. But it doesn't line up with what majority opinion in the state as a whole is. I should also say there's been a slight 10-point decline in election skepticism, even among Republicans over the last few months. And so there is a little bit of movement, though, again, still a solid majority that are skeptical within the GOP.
Charles, what I hear is Ranthem's got room for growth. Before I run out of time, our fine guest, Charles Franklin, a few more minutes. Charles, marijuana, legalizing marijuana, and perhaps a historic outcome on this question, Republicans by a majority now favor legalization. Were there any asterisks on that, or is that recreational legalization, Charles?
Yeah, well, no, this is just legalize the use of marijuana. It's not medical. We don't say recreational, but legalize marijuana. 61% favor that, 31 opposed. Back in March of 2014, it was 42 in favor, 52 opposed. And that's been a steady trend over the years, going up a bit at a time to now a 61-31. But it is interesting among Republicans. This is the first time we've seen a majority of Republicans in favor, 51-42. And back in 2014, that was 29-66. So there's been a big change in the GOP, but it's the Republican Party in the legislature that has blocked any moves towards legalization, including medical marijuana. The changes in opinion within their party base is important there.
Well, Charles Franklin, we've been changing hearts and minds one 420 break at a time. Thank you so much for coming round, sir. Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, Marquette University Law School polling, the Happier Happy Hour, and Dom are next.
You are very, very special people.
Talk it out.
Hi.